Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A fourth COVID wave has come to Russia, which has been setting new records for nearly an entire week straight in cases and deaths. Today, Russia's National Coronavirus Task Force reported more than 34,000 new infections, more than 70% increase from a month ago. But some data analysts say the situation is actually far worse than the government numbers will admit. Robin Dixon is the Moscow bureau chief for our editorial partners at The Washington Post. Robin, what's behind this spike?
Unfortunately, in Russia, you are seeing quite low vaccination rates, and there have been not that many restrictions of late. And where there have been restrictions, you often do see a pretty low rate of compliance. Mm. I mean, I was on a train to St. Petersburg recently, and I think I was the only person who had a mask correctly fitted. So in shops, people don't really wear them often, or if they do, they're often around the chin. So I just think that the messaging about this crisis and the kind of personal steps that people can take just hasn't really been consistent.
Well, Russia has its own vaccine. Does it have its own conspiracy theorists as well? I'm wondering, are people just not trusting it?
Certainly, there's been a lot of disinformation and a lot of conspiracy theories circulating on social media. You've got the Bill Gates microchip, the 5G, you've got all kinds of stuff circulating.
All not true.
Of course, all of it not true. But unfortunately believed here by many people, including some of those people who, you know, really are most vulnerable to this illness.
Well, so first of all, how is the health system handling this?
I think the health system, like everywhere, is under a tremendous amount of strain. And some of the context of this is that about 10 years ago, Russia had a major reform of their health system, and many hospitals and clinics were closed down and thousands of doctors left the system. So you've had a system that's come through this reform and now is hit by a pandemic, and it really is putting people, and particularly the individuals, doctors and ambulance drivers, under a lot of stress there.
How has the government responded to this spike and what seems, you know, like an emergency situation?
So I think what has happened in Russia is that a lot of the heavy lifting has been left to the regions. And the role of the central government and the leadership, I guess, has been sending out that message to people that this is really something that they need to take seriously and that vaccinations are very important. But I also think there have been a couple of missed opportunities. And one of them was when the president, Mr. Putin, got vaccinated. There was quite a surprising amount of secrecy around that. At the time, it wasn't even announced which vaccine he got. And he remains a popular figure here. I think it could have really been a moment for people had he been on TV being vaccinated. I think it might have overcome fears and helped inspire people to go ahead and get vaccinated.
What about the sense from most data analysts that the numbers that we're getting, which do indicate a spike, are even, you know, are wrong, that the surge might be worse?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of independent demographers and specialists on data have said that they don't recommend people to rely on these statistics, that they don't rely on them, and that these statistics do understate the seriousness of this pandemic. And I think the implications of that are that members of the public fail to understand how bad things are, and for example, they may not take the action that could help to restrain the pandemic. Some of that underreporting actually comes from the regions rather than central authorities. So there's been a long tradition in Russia going back decades where regional officials really are wary of catching the attention of the central authorities for problems or getting blamed for situations getting out of control.
That's Robin Dixon, Moscow bureau chief for The Washington Post. Robin, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. I much appreciate it.